Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, the teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling Labels, where we're talking about how the gospel calls us to live a life above labels. The passage we looked at was in Luke 7, and it was really a story of Jesus being invited by a Pharisee named Simon to come be the guest of honor at a dinner. In that culture, those dinners would have been outside probably, because you would have had people sitting there, but many people from the community would have come and sat around them. Jesus is talking with them, and in the middle of this, this woman comes up. She's known to be a sinful woman, possibly a prostitute, comes into the area, goes behind Jesus, and literally starts to cry over his feet. The tears are now wetting his feet. She lets down her hair, which would have been kind of a cultural no-no, if you will, starts to dry off his feet. Then she takes out some perfume out of an alabaster jar and starts to anoint his feet while she's kissing his feet the whole time. This is an amazing display of honor and love, just an incredible outward expression of this woman's gratitude and honor for Jesus. Well, the Simon the Pharisee immediately is like, Jesus, if he knew what kind of woman this was, then he wouldn't let this happen because she's a sinner. She's a sinful woman. She shouldn't be coming anywhere near him. If he's really a prophet, this would be a problem. So Jesus kind of perceives this whole thing, and he tells Simon a parable. Here's the parable. It's found in verse 41. It says, "A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now, which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "Well, the one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning to the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see the woman? I entered your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, and she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she has loved much, but he has forgiven little, loves little." It's a pretty incredible moment. And what Simon maybe is starting to figure out is that this parable is about him and about her. The idea of two people who borrowed money from someone that had, one had 50 denarii and one had 500 denarii. Denarii would have been a day's wage. So imagine taking out a loan for about 2 months worth of work. For someone, that would be a pretty significant loan to take out, and one that you would, that's a pretty good debt. 500 denarii, now we're talking about something where in that culture, you would have ended up becoming an indentured servant, a slave to someone. You could have lost your house, your family. That's what could have happened in that culture if you couldn't pay that back. And the owner is forgiving both of them, just wiping them out. And of course, Simon's like, well, of course, the guy who had 500 wiped away, he's going to be, he's going to love him more. And Jesus is saying, yes, in essence, you guys are both of them. You seem to be, Simon, a little sinner. Like in your mind, you don't have any sin because you're self-righteous. And in her mind, she knows she's a 500 sinner. There's no way she could be forgiven, right? So he forgives her sins. And he's saying, Simon, look, She loves because she knows how much she's been forgiven. In essence, you don't love. I was just thinking about the two labels there and how they apply to us. The one is, here's a guy who loves little. Imagine having that label. I'm the Pharisee who loves little. Or imagine being the sinner who loves much. And if we're going to carry a label, I'd love to be called the person who loves much. The person who loves the Lord much, because I recognize how my sin has separated me and I've been forgiven by the Lord. I think that's the one thing with us, is that we have a tendency to kind of, we look at our life in terms of, do we deserve this? When we are given grace, sometimes we tend to be really grateful, and sometimes we tend to be judgmental of others. And I think what Jesus has shown us here is that we need to live our life out of the gratitude and love and recognition of his grace and mercy he's shown to us. Father, I pray that you help us to never lose sight of that, that we'd be overwhelmed with your grace. Lord, that we wouldn't be the one who loves little. And then can't love other people. We tend to just judge them and dismiss them and treat them with labels that to isolate. Lord, help us to be the one who loves much and to recognize your grace and mercy, and then allow that love to pass on to other people. We ask that in your son's name. Amen. Take a second as you're getting ready to finish up today and think about how the heart of a Pharisee tries to creep up in you, and how to cultivate the heart of the one who loves much. Take a second and pray before you go on to your next thing. Till next time, God bless.